In recent years, China and Israel have seen significant growth in economic cooperation. Statistics show China is now Israel's third largest trade partner worldwide and its largest partner in Asia, with total trade surpassing $11 billion in 2016. Negotiations are underway, aiming to reach a free trade agreement that will further boost these numbers. Israeli embassy spokeswoman Efrat Perry says she's looking forward to deepen bilateral cooperation in some new areas, with technology being a priority.
When I say technologies, it can touch many, many different fields. So it's either agricultural technologies or medical devices, which also can be connected to technologies. Even from, you know, an education point of view or cultural point of view, I think this is what we, in Israel as a nation, we excel in technologies. So I believe that we will see a greater shift and a greater increase than the last few years.
Founding director of the Chinese Media Center at Israel College of Applied Science, Peizhe Nan, says Israeli companies can not only work with Chinese counterparts in entering the Chinese market, but also draw on their experience in exploring the global markets. He adds, tourism is now the fastest growing area of the bilateral ties.
Last year, almost 80,000 Chinese tourists came to Israel. The number of visitors more than doubled in 2 years. From November, both countries agreed to implement a 10-year multiple entry visa. And another reason is more flights. Hainan Airlines started flying direct flights from Israel to Beijing. And I also know that the Israeli Ministry of Tourism is working with China to start direct flights to Shanghai. It's very realistic to expect even 200,000 Chinese tourists, say, by the end of 2018.
The new visa also allows travelers to stay for up to 90 days per visit. Pei says the One Belt, One Road initiative proposed by China can also benefit Israel.
I think it creates a fantastic opportunity because, you know, basically this One Belt, One Road will connect Asia and Europe in trade and exchanges. Something, for example, that is very common in Europe, right? We have the European Union, but in Asia it's less common. I think this is an opportunity not only to bring, you know, economic development to areas that are underdeveloped. I think it's an opportunity to bring countries together, countries that don't have another opportunity to actually communicate with each other and perhaps improve their political ties.
He says with more comprehensive bilateral ties, both sides can make progress in overcoming challenges such as geographical distance, cultural differences, and language barriers. For CRI, this is Huang Shan.